It's Here and Now, and if you're a regular listener of Here and Now, you have probably heard of Paul Monty. He's the man who was interviewed on this show about his son who was killed in Afghanistan, and the interview was heard by a songwriter in Nashville who went on to write a song that was named Song of the Year at last year's Country Music Awards. We'll get to that. But first, to Paul Monty, who started a project in 2011 called Operation Flags for Vets. And over the weekend, as he does each year, he and more than 1,000 other people place American flags on the 57,000 graves at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod.
I'm just looking for directions on where to plant flags.
Excellent. Well, here's where you are. You're here at the flagpole. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lou Smith was one of the volunteers working with Paul Monty. He comes every year.
It's a good thing to do. I'm a veteran myself, so it's, you know, it's the thing to do, I think, Memorial Day. Once you do it, you'll always want to do it.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock was also at the cemetery on Saturday, as he is every year, and he's with us in the studio to talk about it. Alex, remind us how this got started.
Well, Jeremy, it started with one flag planted by Mr. Monty. He did that on his son's grave at the cemetery. Army Sergeant Jared Monty was buried at the cemetery after he was killed in Afghanistan in 2006, as you mentioned. Paul felt it was important that there be a flag on his grave for Veterans Day and Memorial Day, but the gravestones at the cemetery, Jeremy, are flush with the ground, so there was a rule prohibiting flags above them, really prohibiting anything above them, officials said. It made it hard to mow the grass around them, but Paul Monty's pretty persistent. He convinced them to change the rules. And now it's become this great tradition twice a year. All of these people come. Most of them don't know the Montys in any way, but they come to place the flags on all these graves that are spread out over the many acres in this national cemetery.
And Paul insists that this is not about his son, Jared, who, as we said, was killed in Afghanistan. But tell us about Jared Monty, because his story is pretty extraordinary.
He did an amazing thing in Afghanistan. He had joined the Army in 1993. He was serving in the war in Afghanistan in 2006. His unit was ambushed, attacked by a large number of insurgents. They were badly outnumbered. One of his soldiers, Private Brian Bradbury, had been wounded, and he was out in the open bleeding to death, still under heavy fire. Jared Monty tried twice to get to him, but the heavy gunfire pushed him back. He tried a third time. He almost made it, but he was hit and killed by a hail of bullets and also rocket-propelled grenades. There was a commendation written after that battle and said that his heroism inspired his patrol to fight off that larger enemy force. For that heroism, Jared Monty was posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor.
And President Obama presented that medal to Jared's parents in September 2009. 2 years later, Paul started Operation Flags for Vets. But that is not the end of this story, as we said. Let's listen to part of the conversation you had with Paul Monty before Memorial Day in 2011.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do. There it is. Yep.
Tell me about that truck.
What can I tell you? It's just, it's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
It's a Dodge 4x4 Ram 1500. It's got the decals, the 10th Mountain Division, 82nd Airborne Division, American flags, a bumper sticker for the Jared Monty Scholarship Fund.
My gold star plate on there. Go Army, you know, support the troops. And though it only gets pretty bad mileage, I'm happy driving it. He's with me, but he's with me all the time anyway.
You've already put a flag on your son's grave. What were you thinking when you did that?
I was just thinking of him, you know, and how much I miss him and how proud I think he'd be that we're doing this for his fellow service members. I know he would have done something like this, but he would have done it in a very different way.
What do you mean?
Well, Jared never liked any kind of notoriety at all. All his medals went in a sock drawer. No one ever saw them. He never wanted to stand out. He wouldn't have done this in a big venue. He would have found a warehouse somewhere with an unlocked door, and appropriated or borrowed some flags, come down here in the middle of the night, put them all in, and someone would have come the next day and say, wow, someone decorated the cemetery. That was the way he was. He never would have admitted that it was him that did it, because he did that his whole life.
Now, Alex, a songwriter in Nashville heard that interview, and then the song I Drive Your Truck was born. It was recorded by Lee Bryce, and it won Song of the Year at the 2013 Country Music Awards.
And the CMA Award for Song of the Year goes to... Here we go.
All right.
I Drive Your Truck! Jesse Ogden.
So, yeah, that's the sound from the Country Music Awards in 2013, yeah. Last year, when I Drive Your Truck was named Song of the Year. And on Saturday, Jeremy, Paul drove Jared's truck to the cemetery again, as he does every year. And when I went over to speak to him, as things were winding down, the ceremony was over, all the flags had been planted, people were basically leaving, I Drive Your Truck was playing softly on the PA system behind us as we talked.
They're playing that song.
Yeah.
We're standing here not far from the truck, and we can hear the song. I don't think I've ever heard that song played here on this occasion.
Never have. It's not about the truck. It's about veterans right now. And, you know, the song is wonderful, and hopefully it's helped a lot of people around the country to deal with their grief. But today's not about me, it's not about the truck, it's not about my son. It's about those people who have sacrificed so much for our freedom.
And you told me last year, I think, that your goal really for this is to have one person for every flag. And I heard you say earlier you've purchased 10,000 more flags. So is that where you want to see this go eventually?
I would love to see it go there, yeah. I would love to see 57,000 plus people here. Each one with a flag. I know that'll never happen. But to see the 1,000-plus people we had here today, yeah, heartwarming, very heartwarming. America does care. And our veterans have to know that. Our living veterans have to know that America does care. Grassroots America cares. I probably shouldn't say this, but you don't see politicians here making speeches. Because... that's not what our veterans want to see. If they want to come here on their own, they're more than welcome, but I don't invite them because this is not a political thing and never will be as long as I'm alive. This is all about veterans and only veterans. Today it's about the veterans that have passed, that have been buried. In November it'll be about all the veterans, those that have served in the past and those that are currently serving.
Paul Monty speaking with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod, where today there are more than 57,000 American flags flying above the graves there. Alex, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
I drive your truck. I roll every window down. And I burn up every back road in this town.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Robin's back tomorrow. This is Here and Now.
I drive your truck.